Hi guys, welcome back to the School of Manifestation podcast. Now, today, I am going to ask you something really important and something a lot of people need to be asked this time of year, and that is, where is your focus when it comes to manifestation? Okay, so a lot of people have set these lofty goals for the new year, right? Like, we saw all the TikToks, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Like, let's, you know, prep for the new year. Let's become that girl in the new year. Let's, you know, get everything we want in the new year. And then January comes. It's now pretty much the end of January. It's gloomy where I am. It's gray. I'm feeling that unmotivated feeling. And this morning I was feeling it again. I was like, why is this feeling chasing me? I was so motivated for my goals, end of December, writing them all down. I knew exactly what I wanted to call in 2022. I still know exactly what I want to call in 2022. But the thing that has changed is this. My focus. And this is what is going to be the thing that is going to affect your manifestations. Where is your focus? So if I ask you that question right now and you're thinking, what are the things day to day that I am continually focusing on? Are they those things that you wrote down and said you wanted to manifest, said you wanted to achieve, said you wanted to call in for 2022? And by focusing on them, I mean, are you thinking, oh my God, I don't have this thing. Oh my God, this thing isn't here yet. Oh, it's going to be so difficult to get this thing. When you think about the love that you want to call in for 2022, or the career, or the friendships, are you focusing on the lack of that thing right now? Or are you focusing on having the thing, the feeling of having the thing in Law of Assumption, what Neville Goddard calls the feeling of the wish fulfilled? Are you focusing and feeling as though you have the thing, or are you focusing on the lack right now? And I am not here to point fingers and blame. I'm making this episode because I'm looking at myself right now. I definitely have been in a lack mentality for the past few days. And yeah, I can blame the weather. I live in London. I live in the UK. It is so gloomy. There have been a couple nice days, but it's so cold. It's so gloomy. I'm from California. I'm not used to this. Well, actually I am. I've been here 8 years now, so I'm very used to it, but I don't like it still. And it definitely affects my mood. It gets me into this spiral of, oh, I'm really not feeling that great. And then I start focusing on lack. And if I don't take care of my mindset, if I don't whip it back into shape with everything I've got, then it will spiral. I am somebody that's prone to anxiety, and I am someone that's prone to depression. And if I don't take care of my mindset, then I will spiral and my focus shifts, and whatever you're focusing on, you are going to hit. So if it is a lack, if it is a lack that you are focusing on, then you best believe it is a lack you are going to hit. So think about it. What are you truly focused on? What are you looking at right now? Like, if you were to live every day as if you live today and your thoughts were creating your reality, which they are, what are you going to hit when it's, you know, New Year's Eve 2022? What are you going to hit? Because if you're continually staying focused on that feeling of lack, if you're continually staying focused on that feeling of, it's so hard, I don't have what I want, what I again would call a victim mindset. You know, the feeling of, no, this isn't possible for me. Oh, this is going to be so hard. Oh, this isn't for me. Other people have it way better than me. Other people have it way easier than me. What are you focusing on? What are the thoughts that you are continually focusing on? Now, I want to just interject with a little segue here because I have been getting some questions about this on TikTok, so I figure you guys will want to hear about this. And I have explained this before, but it's really, really important to know. And sorry if you hear that noise in the background, that is a train going by. But when I talk about focusing your thoughts, quote unquote, correcting your thoughts, okay? I'm not telling you to go in and every single thought you have, try and control it, try and grasp it, try and correct it. Because that's really, really, really unhealthy. A therapist would tell you that is like borderline, you know, that is how mental illnesses develop, like OCD. It is not a good thing to look at every single thought in your head all day long and constantly be like, okay, I need to correct this. Okay, that thought was bad. That thought was bad. I need to change this thought. No, that is not what I mean by, you know, taking control of your mindset, or not even taking control, by fixing your mindset, making your mindset better. That is not good. Basically, what you want to do is focus on your overall assumptions and beliefs. So thoughts are random. They're super random. Everybody gets intrusive thoughts, random thoughts that will pop into your head and you're like, huh, that was weird that I had that thought. And intrusive thoughts are very normal. Random thoughts are normal. Everybody gets quote unquote bad thoughts, negative thoughts. Everybody has them. And it's not your job to every time you get a negative thought, be like, okay, I need to fix this. Okay, I need to do better next time. I listened to a lot of people that were saying that was the objective, and that is not. Trust me, I have consulted with professionals, and that is not what you should be doing. That's not what law of assumption says anyway. It says to focus on your assumptions. Thoughts are not assumptions, okay? We get something like between 10 and 30,000 thoughts a day. It's something like that. Don't quote me on that because I don't know. It's a very large number. We have a lot of thoughts every single day. And your assumptions are not thoughts. They are not those thoughts. They are the consistent core beliefs that might create repetitive thoughts. For example, an assumption might be that you're not good enough to find love. Those are the things we're looking to correct, okay? So for example, you might get a thought one day that's like, and I apologize for the sirens, oh my gosh, living in the city is so noisy. You might get a thought one day that is like, I'm not good enough. And that thought pops into your head. And your job is not to go, oh no, I've had a bad thought. Okay, that's not good enough. Let's go back in. Let's correct my thoughts. Let's fix this. That is not your job. Your job is to simply witness, okay, I've had a thought. That thought made me feel a bit uncomfortable. Wonder why that happened, whatever, just move on. It is not your job to correct every single thought in your head. It is your, if you want, well, I was going to say it is your job. It's not your job. But if you want to manifest and focus on your mindset, when those thoughts begin to spiral, okay, so you have a thought, for example, oh, you know, I feel so ugly right now. Instead of witnessing the thought, what I'm telling you guys you should probably avoid if you want to manifest is spiraling that thought. So if I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh God, I look so ugly right now, you can go one of two ways, right? You can spiral and you can feed into the thought and you can go, oh, look at my, you know, thighs, look at my stomach, look at my hair, ew, oh, I look so bad. And you can keep feeding the thought and producing more of them. Or you can practice awareness, go, huh, okay, so my mind's attacking me a little bit today, okay. And you witness the thought, and then you just move on. Or you actively think a positive thought. No, I look so good today. What are you talking about, brain? You're just attacking me for no reason. I look amazing, okay? So going back to the theme of focus in today's episode, where are you directing your focus? I find it helps to think about it more in terms of focus rather than in, oh, I've got to correct every thought. Oh, intrusive thoughts are bad. No. A lot of people get confused when they're talking about manifestation, and they will say, correct every thought, correct every single thought. And a lot of people can even interpret what I'm saying in the sense of like, oh, you need to correct every single thought. And that is very much not the case. And I would never, ever, ever, ever want to advocate that, because yeah, I've been there. I've been someone who tried to correct every single thought. And no. You should not be afraid of feeling bad, quote unquote, bad feelings like anxiety, sadness, fear. These are all normal parts of being human, and it is not your job to erase feelings. It is not your job to erase thoughts. Your brain is just this organ that's producing thoughts, and your consciousness is producing thoughts, and all these thoughts are not something you can control, but you can control your dominant assumptions. You can practice awareness and create this awareness around your beliefs that then begins to automatically create a habitat in your brain where thoughts become better, but you're not in control. And there's no way that you can control every single thought that goes on in your brain, nor should you. Okay? It's not your responsibility. And I want to clear that up. And it has nothing to do with manifestation. If a thought pops into your head that's quote unquote negative, if a thought pops into your head that is contrary to your manifestation, it's not a bad thing. It's very normal. And you just practice your awareness, watch that negative thought float on by. And if you want, think a more positive thought and get a more positive spiral going. The only time you should potentially, you know, try to practice this awareness more often is if you notice yourself getting into what I would call a negative spiral. Abraham Hicks talks about this. It's a lot to get into what Abraham Hicks is, but basically Abraham Hicks is kind of like a manifestation, personal development speaker. And they talk about the vortex. So the vortex is basically when momentum begins with positive thoughts or negative thoughts. Okay, so sometimes you will have a thought, like I look in the mirror, maybe I think, okay, oh, I look so ugly today. And that spirals me because I continue to think negative thoughts. So I look in the mirror, I go, oh, I'm ugly today. And I become aware. And then I think, oh my God, yeah, that thought is so true. I really am ugly today. And oh my God, so-and-so looked at me funny. Maybe they thought my outfit was weird. Or like, your thoughts can just go on and on and on. And if this continues for hours or days or whatever, and you just keep feeding the beast being that vortex of negative thoughts, it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. So from my personal experience, and take this with a pinch of salt if it makes you feel bad, or obviously implement it if, you know, this sounds helpful to you. But when I continue in these vortices of negative feelings, I will just feel so bad about myself. So what I do is the second I become aware, I begin to think the next best thought. And this is what Abraham Hicks says. If you're looking in the mirror and you think, oh, I'm so ugly, and you're feeling really bad about yourself, you don't need to all of a sudden go, oh, I'm the best person in the world, if that doesn't feel comfortable. You can think a slightly better thought and be like, actually, my hair looks good today. Or like, actually, I'm really proud of myself. You know, you can just go wherever feels comfortable. And the minute you start to shift your focus even slightly, it creates this bit of a ripple effect. And that's something that is really helpful to know, because when it comes to negative thoughts, sometimes you're in a place that is so low and the vortex is really caught up with you, and you're in this really low negative place and you're manifesting a lot of crazy things happening, and it's keeping you in this downward spiral. The easiest thing to do is just like, what can I do to make myself feel a little bit better? Now, if thoughts aren't something, if you can't refocus your thoughts, I recommend doing something that will make you feel good. Now, I have ADHD, so my brain doesn't shut up. I'm also a manifesting generator in human design, as we talked about last week, if you caught that episode. So yeah, literally my brain doesn't shut up. It's constantly going on and on and on all the freaking time. And sometimes I can't keep up with that negative spiral. Like I can't interrupt it. It's just really like going around and around in my head. And when that moment comes, I do what is called an opposite action. Now, opposite actions are doing the opposite of what you feel like doing in that moment in order to break the downward spiral. So if I was feeling sad and depressed and I was laying in bed, the opposite action is to get up and move. Okay, so I started to do when I got into those spirals, I started to be like, okay, I know I need to move my body. And that shuts off my brain for a small period of time, just a little bit. And when I am moving, it really, really helps. So maybe move your body if you can't get out of the negative spiral. Try reading and really focusing on the words while playing some jazz music and drinking a nice matcha. I don't know, anything that makes you feel really good. These are just some of the things that I do. Maybe have a bath and watch Real Housewives, just something, you know, to switch your brain off a little bit. Just anything that will really make you feel good. Go for a nice walk. Refocus. Refocus your mind. And sometimes you just have to push the hard reset if you really are noticing this negative spiral. And the hard reset can look different for everyone. Like I said, in my last episode, we are all a little bit different and we all manifest differently. We all have different brains and we need to acknowledge that. So for me, the things I do that make me feel good, the things I do to interrupt a negative spiral might work for me. They might not work for you. So yeah, you kind of have to just go with the flow there and think about what is going to interrupt that negative spiral, those negative feelings that when you feel them coming on, when you feel that the spiral is coming and it's not just, you know, a couple of little negative thoughts that are popping up here and there and it truly, truly is a spiral, then you can interrupt it and begin to feel better and get you back onto a place where your assumptions begin to feel better and they begin to align with all of the things that you want to manifest. So there's a little metaphor that I want to talk about, and oh, I cannot remember what book this was from. It was either from Psycho-Cybernetics or I want to say The Compound Effect. It was one of the two. I'm getting a mental image of a white book with red fonts. It was one of the two books. Both really good books, highly recommend. And the image was of hitting your goal, hitting your target. But in this case, we're going to think about it, hitting your manifestation. Now, when a plane sets course, just bear with me here for this, because this is a really interesting analogy. When a plane sets course, say it's setting course for Dubai, which is somewhere I'd really like to be right now. When it's setting course for Dubai, okay, it, you know, plugs in the destination, and a lot of it, obviously, you know, planes mostly fly themselves these days. So the route will be like programmed into the plane, and the plane will begin flying to Dubai, and it will, at certain points, veer off course. Okay, this is apparently something that happens with planes. They will veer off course, and when they veer off course, they will correct. And so the plane will continually be doing this action of like veering off course a little bit and then correcting itself to the middle, veering off course a little bit and correcting itself to the middle, veering off course, correcting, veering off course, correcting. And it, of course, ends up making it to its destination. But it's not a perfect routine. It's not perfect at getting to its destination. But, and I just looked this up so that I could give you an exact definition, if the plane did not course correct, after 100 yards, it would be off by 5.2 feet. Not a huge difference, but noticeable. After a mile, it would be off by 92.2 feet. So 1 degree of difference, 1 degree of moving off course, 1 degree of the plane moving slightly off course has thrown it off by 92.2 feet after only a mile, okay? And you know how fast planes travel. But if you veer off course by 1 degree flying around the equator, you'll land almost 500 miles off target. So the plane wouldn't even make it to Dubai, okay? It wouldn't even make it. So if the plane did not course correct continually, there's no way it would have made it to Dubai. So I was a bit all over the place with that analogy, but basically just to say that unless you course correct, it's the same with the plane, unless it course corrects while en route to its destination, it will end up like 500 miles off course. So you can think about yourself in that sense as well. Like, are you course correcting overall? Okay, because yeah, maybe that tiny 1% won't make a big deal if you course correct later down the line, but you'll be further and further away from that destination, further and further away from that manifestation. So that's kind of the way that I think about things. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's not a big deal if I spiral for a few days. It's not a big deal if I spiral for even a week or a month or whatever. But it is taking me further off course from my manifestation. And I have to remember that I have to course correct. So yes, the more time you take off, the more time you spend in these spirals, the more you're veering somewhere else and you're going to end up in a different direction. So focus is really, really important. What are you looking at right now? What are your thoughts focused on? What are your dominant assumptions? Where is your focus with your dominant assumptions right now? And what can you do to make sure that they align perfectly with your manifestation? Do you truly believe that you are worthy of your desire? Do you truly believe that your desire is yours, that it's destined? Because it is yours. They say that creation is finished, and in a quantum sense, this is very true because time isn't real, right? So obviously we know the universe is expanding, but because time is an illusion, the universe has already completely existed and imploded and died, and it's all existing at the same time. So everything that you want and everything you desire exists. It all exists already, and time is simply an illusion. So when you are focusing, you are not so much as creating, but selecting the reality that you want. All of these realities exist simultaneously. If you believe in parallel realities, I mean, there's a lot of, I believe there's, personally, I 100% do. You have to think about it, like all of these realities are around you right now, and all you are doing by focusing your thoughts and course correcting is you are simply selecting the reality that you desire. And that's what manifestation is about. You are not so much as creating as you are selecting. And for me, that makes things so much more believable because I think, okay, time's an illusion. Time is not real. And all of the realities exist simultaneously, parallel realities. I'm simply selecting and course correcting like I'm, you know, that plane headed to its destination. I know that destination exists because everything exists. Every conceivable potential reality exists. And I am simply choosing the one that I want, and I am headed directly for it. And I don't have to build anything. I don't have to create anything. It already exists. It's already out there and it's waiting for me. So I hope you enjoyed this episode all about focus. I hope you're feeling a little bit more focused just a little action step for you. I want you to think, what are the assumptions that I am currently, you know, living in right now? What are the assumptions that I'm living in? And look at them and have a long, hard think and think how you could better focus them to align with your manifestation. So flip something, an assumption that's like, oh, I'm not going to be good enough to have my dream career. Flip it to, I am already living my dream career. Think as if you are already living your dream career. And take every assumption that you have that doesn't align with your desire and flip it and continue to program in those assumptions through affirmations and just thinking it all the time, thinking, yep, this is my reality, this is me, and course correcting and everything we already discussed in this episode. So if you did enjoy this episode and you found it helpful, I would really, really appreciate it if you could leave me a little review because it really helps this podcast. And yeah, it means a lot to me. And yeah, you can follow at School of Manifestation Pod on Instagram or at Karis Leah W, which is my Instagram. And I know I keep saying it, but I really am going to try and post more on there as soon as possible. So, but yeah, I'm planning on making that like a more helpful platform for you guys with lots more information and all that good stuff. I don't really use it that much at this point in time because I'm managing like a lot already, but I will be shortly. I have content planned, so we're all good. But yeah, other than that, thank you so much, guys. You're going to manifest everything you've ever wanted, I promise you. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.